Baruch Hashem. All right, let's go. Kuf Mem. Still on Daiga. We're talking about Shlas, Rausman, Shlita, welcome. That Kuf Mem. Talking about how Daiga, worry, prevents a person from having a Simchas Achaim, having that tranquility, having that good feeling in their heart. Kuf Mem, top of the page. Umin Harui, Latikan Divrei Orcha Tzadikim. It's very appropriate now to cite the words of the Divrei Orcha Tzadikim, Vezelu Shano. Every single thing in this world has a boundary, has an end. There are boundaries, there are limitations. This is very deep. A person can never add or detract from what Hashem has decreed. Hashem makes a decree, that's what's going to happen. Baruch Shemar V'ayalam. Baruch Hu. U'mashe gazar HaKadosh Baruch Hu shiyeh lo ma'at. If a person decrees, a person is going to have a little bit. Ain adam yachol arbot. A person can't increase that. Olama'ayt haribui. And if he decrees he's going to have a lot, a person can't minimize that. What Hashem decrees is absolute. Umasha gazul acher. And whatever Hashem decrees to happen to another person, ain shum adam yachol atim. A person can't intercept that and get it for themselves. V'lola acher masha gazul la'atim. And so too, what another person, if something has been decreed, they can't intercept what's meant for another person. So what a person is supposed to receive is what they're going to receive. And nobody can intercept and intercede. Wow. Acha kolu b'gzeiras ha'elyon uvertzono ad kal shano. Everything's in the decree of the Ribono shel Olam. V'sirich adam l'lamed et atzmo l'smoch al ahove. This is such a hard thing to do. A person has to teach himself to be happy with the present. V'lo l'dol galati. Not to worry about the future. We always are always thinking. We're all guilty. What are you doing in the summer? And when you're Shana Aleph, what are you doing Shana Bet? And when you're Shana Bet, what's the next year? And when you're over here, what's the next summer? And what's the next year? And what's the next summer plan? We're never present. We're always thinking about the next step. We all do that. Obviously, there's a time and place for decision making, but it has to be the proper time and place. And a lot of times we get worried. We're constantly worried about the future. And as a result, we're not living in the present. And we're never living in the present. So I always tell Shana Aleph guys, when you're Shana Aleph, you're Shana Aleph. Shouldn't think about Shana Bet yet. Shouldn't think about it, you two. You got to be present, shut off. When the time comes to think about it, then you think about it. And it's a real trap for life. We're always looking at the next thing, and worrying about it. From Ruchazal, Mishesh lo papet salo v'doeg v'omer, somebody that has bread in the basket, and he has what to provide his family, v'doeg v'omer, ma'ochel ma'achar, and he's worried, what am I going to eat tomorrow? Harezi mekatnei emunah. He's from a lower level of faith. If he has what he has, why is he worrying about tomorrow? In Ketuvim Mishlei in Proverbs by Solomon the King, Tzadik ochel l'sava nafsho. The tzadik eats to the satiation of his soul. Ubetem rishayim techzar. And the stomach of the wicked is lacking. Uperish hamadregas adam. We'll end with this. Shat tzadik be'et sheyesh lo ein choshesh l'gol daigas machar. When a person, a tzadik, when he has something, he's not worrying about tomorrow. What's going to be? Ve'ochel l'savei kibotech be'Hashem. And he eats properly because he trusts in Hashem. Somebody that we should always strive for. When I have something, I have it. And at times we can't think, oh, what about tomorrow? What about the next year? What about this? What's going to happen? This is going to da-da-da-da-da. And these thoughts circulate in our minds, and they completely disturb us from our Simchas Achaim. Because we're always worrying about what's going to be, what's going to be, what's going to be. And we're never there. If we have what we have, Baruch Hashem. Masha ain't getting a Rasha, but conversely the Rasha. Tami doe galatid. He's always concerned about the future. So therefore, he's grabbing from today. He's bundling up today, storing for today for the next day. So obviously, we need to be responsible people, and we need to be functional people, and we need a plan. Of course, we need to live in this world, but at the right time, at the appropriate venues. And once we have things set, we should be present in the moment, and not worrying how things will fail and what will be next. If we live in the present moment, with mindfulness and a present state of mind, that brings and yields a lot of Simchas Achaim. Yashkach.